Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We always talk about new friends and old friends, and we love them both. It's an old friends day today with a couple of guests we've had many times before, but we, of course, have Laura Turbide, our oldest friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So since we last talked, more money for 3D mammography at Soldiers and Sailors with Heels Up.
We are so grateful to Amy Lee. We are so grateful, who is a dietitian at Soldiers and Sailors in the Homestead, who took this initiative. We are grateful to everybody who came out and showed up. We had nearly 300 participants for our first 5K in Penn Yan, Heels Up for Healing. It raised nearly $7,000, we believe, so far, still counting. So to thank the sponsors and everyone, which really made it possible. And this year, the funds are earmarked to help support 3D mammography at Soldiers and Sailors, which we all know is vital. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. Men can also get breast cancer. The ability to have this early detection and screening is just critical.
Congratulations on that. I don't remember off the top of my head any other news or notes. I try to keep on top of them all.
You are always on top of them. Our diabetes services has moved, so just a shout out to that. If it is now in the hospital, you can either park at what would be the old emergency entrance or the front door at North Street at Geneva General Hospital and come in, and near the Four Corners by Radiology, there's some good signage, and we will be sure to direct you there. So please be sure to join us there.
Can you see the Geneva High Field from your office?
I cannot from mine.
I was going to wave to you, but okay.
Are you there tonight?
Actually, we're in Canandaigua today. I was there yesterday, but every time I'm there, I look across and see the Finger Lakes Health campus there.
They don't give us a lot of windows there.
Yeah.
My head is down working.
So this is an event that I didn't realize how rare it was, that there are two of them, one of them here in New York.
Go ahead.
First, let Laura introduce both of you who are here.
I would love to say thanks again. Again, we said old friends and new, and I'm here with Mr. Lance Ward, who is the chair of the Finger Lakes Health Board of Directors. So he helps hold our institution in trust for all of us. I always remind people we're a community-owned, not-for-profit entity, which means our board members give countless hours of their time to really their role as governance, helping oversee, helping ensure access in our communities. And Mr. Ward plays a unique role because he's not only on our board, but he's a member of the Shriners Hospital's boards, and he's helped create a beautiful partnership with really good synergy between our institutions. And for people who may not remember or be aware, the Shriners are hospitals network throughout the country that provide free and low-cost care, really, for anyone who is a pediatric patient who may need it for countless things, everything from orthopedic issues, cleft palate issues, other kinds of burn unit issues. And we have hospitals that are connected with Lance that he's brought towards a partnership with us, both in Erie and also in Springfield, Mass. And we'll talk a little bit about the connection here, but it's a screening to help children here access care. And I'm also with Wendy Disbro, who's been here many times, thankfully, who makes all of this happen. She sort of connects us all together through the Interlakes Orthopedic Practice, who can help do on-site screening for children here in our communities who might then get connected with Shriners when they have a need for care. So we're going to talk about how all that works, but Wendy's the vice president of our physician network, and she has, as we've talked before, a lot of responsibilities, but always makes this a priority. So welcome to Lance and
Sorry, thank you. With those introductions, now Lance was starting to talk about this screening event coming up, so we'll start. Usually we start general and go specific. We'll start with this event, and then we'll back up to what the Shriners are all about and everything. But there aren't that many of these screenings done, is my understanding.
That is very true. Thank you, and thank you for the introduction, Laura. The screening clinics, the Shriners rely on physician referrals primarily to get the patients to our hospitals. We own 22 hospitals. There's one in Mexico and one in Canada, and then the other 19 are in the States here, throughout the States. And, as you mentioned, Laura, we take care of children up to the age of 18, orthopedic, cleft lip and palate. We are now doing acute fracture care, which is something that, has become quite prevalent with all the sports going on today. And we have sports medicine that we also take care of in these hospitals. So, it's really kind of developing into a great thing for the children and for, the parents, because, we take care of these children regardless of the family's ability to pay. One of the things that we're doing here locally that we have not done anywhere else, and in this state, New York State, is that we're going to run a telehealth here, right here, on June 7th.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's what we're doing is we're, instead of transporting patients for follow-up to Springfield, Philadelphia, or Erie, we're going to do them right here in Geneva at our Bone and Joint Center from with the help of Finger Lakes Health. So it's going to be a new thing for us. We're going to save the Shriners a lot of money from transporting, save the patients and their families from this 5 to 10 hour round trip drive, you know, to these hospitals.
That event's on June 7th. The in-person screening day is May 18th from 9 to noon. The number to call for an appointment is 1-844-443-5871. We'll give that again. But I've done this, I don't know how many times now, and I didn't realize the number of services provided just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You have a two-sided brochure to fit it all in.
That is correct. Thank you. Like I say, the screening clinic, we're kind of rare because up in our area on the East Coast here, there's only Maine that does screening clinics. I think they do two up there.
Wow.
And we do the only one here in New York State, so we're very proud of that.
So let me bring in Wendy now. Wendy Disbro is Vice President of the Physicians Network. So is that all of the providers within Finger Lakes Health, or explain what the network is?
That is all of the providers in our physician practices, our outpatient practices. So a good portion of our Finger Lakes Health providers, for sure.
Okay, and explain what you'll be doing and how you're working with the Shriners on this event.
This is such a great event, and I really love it. And we work out of the Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery office to do this. This will be May 18th, which is a Saturday morning. We'll be at that 789 Finger Lakes Health Commons on Preemption Road. And I will just be there assisting our clinical team of Wendy Hill, a nurse practitioner who works out of Preemption Family Medicine, and her nurse, Joanne Dillon. They'll come in and do the actual screenings of the patients. I help with registration and just coordinate the event with the announcements and trying to get the word out to people.
When someone comes in, what do they need to bring? Should they bring as many medical records as they have, or how does that all work?
They really don't need to bring anything.
Okay.
We really just need to see the patient, and we can start taking a brief history, and we can get more information as we need it. But the biggest thing is to just bring the patient in and come in and have an evaluation and exam. And each year that we've done this, we've identified people, patients who have needed the expertise of the Shriners and have considered that a great success whenever you find anybody that you can connect with a service that they really need.
So Lance, remind us again who are the Shriners and how do they raise the money to provide all these services?
The Shriners are Masons, and you have to be a Mason to be a Shriner. But the Shriners are the ones that support the 22 hospitals. We raise our money through donations and corporate sponsors that take, you know, that help us with these hospitals.
Now, Laura was asking just before we went on the air about the famous little miniature cars that we see in the parades, and you actually own some of those. Tell us about those cars and the parades.
That's correct. Yeah, we own 12 mini cars. Right now, the Perry Shrine Club, which is in Perry, New York, host the garage where we store these things, but they do 10 to 12 parades every year where they bring the mini cars. And of course, you always recognize the red fez and the white mini cars in our parades, and they're basically a symbol of the Shrine and what we do for the kids.
I think also it's just so important. I want to thank Wendy Hill and Joanne Dillon, who come out and give their time, volunteer their time, because they know there are many people in our rural communities that just don't have access to some of this type of specialty care.
Right.
Of course, we sat at Interlakes Orthopedic Practice, which is 789 Preemption Road. Want to be very clear, it's Finger Lakes Health Commons, which is formerly Liberty Commons, and some people even still say the old bowling alley. But anyway, on Preemption Road, you come in, we make it so simple for you. You'll be welcomed in that morning. These providers are trained to really know exactly what they're looking for. And not everyone knows this, but when I was born as a baby, I had club feet, and I had these little baby casts that got put on to help ensure that I would be able to get wherever I needed to go later in my life. And when we look at things like limb deficiencies, cleft palate, there are many, many children born from dwarfism to other congenital kinds of things. Again, we've talked a little bit about fractures, but gait difficulty. Sometimes things that people maybe your provider has identified some of these questions for you. Maybe for some of our community who does not necessarily access primary care as frequently, it may be a school nurse. So really, we hope you're out there listening, from school nurses to those primary care and pediatric offices to others. If you have a family that you feel you could, who might benefit, or even if there's just a question of, I will just say the first year we did have a very, very young patient who it was a family member, a neighbor, and others who really gathered around that child to say something just feels like there might need to be a little exploration of this. And, you know, we'd just as soon, if you come in and there's nothing to explore, no worries. But if you have any questions whatsoever, we'd much rather have someone come in, everything from spinal deformities to sort of the, as we said, limb deficiencies, other kinds of things that might just seem like it might need that little bit of attention.
Well, and of course, the earlier you catch any of these things, so much better. I mean, how many hours of difficulty and thousands of dollars have been saved by catching some of these conditions early?
Yeah, I've taken a four-week-old baby to Springfield for cleft lip and palate, so I understand the needs of these parents, believe me.
Now, I know I've mentioned this before in some of these conversations in the past. My grandfather was a 33rd degree Mason, and I learned a lot about the Masons and the Shriners growing up. Do you still have the DMLA organization for young people?
Yes, we do, and that's for men under the age of 18 can belong to the DMLA. And then after the DMLA, of course, they become Masons and Master Masons.
And talk a little bit about the kind of Eastern religion that's behind all this and some of the ceremonies that you go through.
Well, the shrine was originally founded by Dr. Fleming here in Rochester and another fellow from down in New York City that established the shrine. And Dr. Fleming and this other fellow went over to the Middle East and looked at what they were doing and thought that that would be a good thing to have. So we basically, you know, have ceremonies based around that. But, you know, it's open to everybody, and we'd love to have more people support us and join us.
Yeah, please do. When you see one of these parades, the Shriners Hospitals for Children, they provided, I know, burn services have been one of the big things over the years. And when you see this brochure, you'll see it around town. Look at the list of services being offered during this event. The screening clinic is May 18th from 9 to noon. The appointment number 1-844-443-5871. And then the telehealth event coming up on June 7th.
And, of course, if you don't make an appointment, you can also just come that morning. We certainly are encouraging appointments. Right. But if you don't call this number, again, it's 1-844-443-5871. Also, just come. We really just want to make sure that while we have these rare opportunities, we get people, get it on your calendar, discuss it in your own faith communities, at your schools, other places, other service organizations, anywhere where we think we might have access to some children who might otherwise not be accessing this type of care.
And all of it free. Lance, thank you for what you do and what the Shriners do. Wendy, thanks for all the providers and the time that they give up to make this all happen. All absolutely free. Thank you very much again. What a great event. I always look forward to talking about this every year.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Thank you, Ted.
And thank you, Lance. And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And we'll get healthy again, or stay healthy, I guess is the way to put it, in 2 weeks. 8:52 now, Finger Lakes Morning News.